sitting in traffic on your drive home stinks. Sitting in traffic listening to the drive home, now that's refreshing. The Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips. Weekdays 3 to 6. KABC, Los Angeles, Orange County. A Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 11 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle, and an 18-year-old from Lakewood is behind bars after admitting to molesting more than 50 kids over the past 8 years. KABC's own Jim Roop has more.
Joseph Hayden Boston called his mother on Friday to tell her he just molested a 4- and an 8-year-old boy in a Los Angeles area motel. She picked him up, took him to police, where Riverside police officer Ryan Railsback says he admitted to a life of molestation.
He said 50 to 60 kids that he has molested.
Railsback says the molestations happened in various California cities where Boston had lived since the age of 10.
Now, Boston is being held on $1 million bail. Red flag warnings are in effect at least through Thursday due to the high danger of wildfires because of strong Santa Ana winds and low humidity levels.
The National Weather Service said in a statement this will likely be the strongest and longest duration Santa Ana wind event we've seen so far this season, which runs from late September through April. If fire ignition occurs, there will be the potential for very rapid fire spread and extreme fire behavior. Red flag warnings went into effect in the San Gabriel and Santa Monica Mountains at 10 p.m. Sunday and will remain in force at least until 6 p.m. Thursday. Red flag warnings are also in force in the forests that blanket the San Gabriels, the Angeles National Forest, and the Los Padres National Forest in Ventura County. Gary Garrison, 790 KABC News.
President Trump said today he feels very badly for his former National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn.
The president was leaving the White House headed for a day trip to Utah 3 days after his former National Security Advisor appeared quickly in court and announced he's cooperating with the Mueller investigation. The deal involved pleading guilty to one count of lying to the FBI about phone conversations Mike Flynn had with Russians during the transition. What's much worse in the president's mind?
Hillary Clinton on the 4th of July weekend went to the FBI, not under oath. She lied many times. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied. And it's like they ruined his life.
Legal paperwork says Flynn contacted Russia's ambassador at the behest of a senior transition official believed to be presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner. Bob Costantini, The White House.
And a motorist was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after allegedly driving his vehicle onto the Santa Monica Pier around 5 a.m. and rammed a person he'd argued with several hours earlier on the pier. That suspect, 22-year-old Daniel Arroyo, then crashed into the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company restaurant. Fortunately, the person he struck only suffered minor injuries. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. First place Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 32-16 to improve to 9-3, while the Chargers beat the Browns 19-10. So the Bolts are now 6-6, and they move into a three-way tie for first place in the AFC West, while Cleveland remains winless. New York Giants fired head coach Ben McAdoo and GM Jerry Reese today. Lakers fell to the Rockets 118-95. Clippers lost to the Timberwolves 112-106. But our first place LA Kings skated by the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1 for their fifth straight victory. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time, 11:03, with dependable traffic when you need it most.
Up on the West 134 at Brand, you got a crash here with a right lane block. That's still backed up to the 2. West 10 Santa Monica Robertson, another accident right shoulder. That has traffic slow coming up from about Arlington. Northbound 405 at Hawthorne. It's a newly reported accident already on the right shoulder. And southbound side of the 5 at 1st in Orange County clearing another crash. It's on the right shoulder but backed up to the crush. East 10 at Azusa, an accident working on the off-ramp. And 605 North at Florence, another crash. It just cleared this also off to the right shoulder for you. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC's SoCal weather, sunny today. Highs mid-60s to the low 70s. Cool with a wind advisory for the L.A. Basin through tomorrow afternoon. Wind advisory for the valleys till 10 tonight. Then it increases to a high wind warning through tomorrow afternoon. Gusts could hit 65 miles an hour. It's 64 in Westwood, 59 in Lake Forest, 61 in Northridge. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
As soon as our difficulties are restored, we will return you to our regularly scheduled program.
Let's take it from the top.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues our number two. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. And, of course, you'll beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. We have got tickets to Pat Travers Band at the Rose in Pasadena for the news quiz. Also, Stevie Wonder's 21st annual House Full of Toys benefit concert at the Staples Center. Got tickets for that. We do the news quiz. That's coming up in just a little bit. I'll let you know when to call. But what a concert that's going to be. And I should also mention Dave Matthews, Tony Bennett, Pharrell Williams, and lots more are going to be playing in that concert. So I'll tell you when to call. Arnold Steinberg joins us, political analyst, author of the book Whiplash, From JFK to Donald Trump, A Political Odyssey. Arnold, so much to cover this morning. First thing is,
I think Monday is just a good day to be here.
Well, it's amazing. It's usually slow. You know, Mondays used to be a slow news day. Now you hit the ground running from stuff over the weekend, stuff that happened on Friday. And they're talking about the damage control that may have made the Russian scandal worse for the president, because he tweeted about his former national security advisor. I had to fire Michael Flynn because he lied to the vice president and lied to the FBI. Ruh-roh. So now his lawyer's coming out saying, I actually told him about the FBI, and I told him we knew about the lie to the vice president. But this whole Mueller investigation, let's kind of construe it down past that tweet and the president defending himself now and also saying, I can't believe that he lied and they ruined his life. Hillary Clinton lied, and look what they did to her. So let's remove Hillary Clinton from this formula for a minute. What's happening with this investigation?
We won't have Hillary Clinton to kick around.
We're going to have her to kick around for a long time. But the president kind of diffusing this, that doesn't matter to Mueller. Mueller's investigation just keeps charging on. And the pieces there are, who knew about Flynn? It looks like that there was a letter that Elijah Cummings had represented to the vice president and to the transition team saying this guy is advocating for another country without telling us about it.
It's really bizarre because, you know, if you're going to be a national security advisor to a presidential candidate, just fully disclose if you've got conflicts. They might say, stay on or not stay on there. So I don't understand why you wouldn't have disclosed that. Secondly, once you're elected during the transition period, then you really want to go and fully comply with any ethics and err on the side of caution. I don't get the whole thing.
Now, is it guys who thought they were going to go rogue and make a lot of money on the side while they're working in the White House?
What we've seen is a lot of retired four-star generals who do, I don't say a lot, but maybe do very, very well in their lobbying for Boeing or Northrop, or they get on institutes and so on there. And there are a lot of these people who feel that they haven't in their lifetime made a salary and benefits commensurate with what they have contributed.
Understood, but that's usually when you retire.
He's had a reputation in the latter part of his career as sort of a rogue, go-it-alone kind of a guy who's a little bit volatile. And then there's been some people suggested that he is not as competent as he used to be. But it seems like we have, for sure, rash, bad judgment, impetuousness, and that seems to be characteristic of a number of people in the administration.
The other thing is, and I've tried to read into this, the timeline, and see what went on, the other potential problem here is that Jared Kushner's involvement. He didn't turn over emails. He's been asked about a lot of these.
He's got one of the best lawyers, Abby Lowell, and so I would think that he's got a very focused strategy at this point. And he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk about this stuff.
Well, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to shut up and not say anything.
And you're under investigation. You just don't say. And I can't understand the tweeting and all the comments and so on.
So, well, yeah, and you have.
And if you feel it's a two-stage thing, like one legal and one public, you let other people do
make the thing for you. Okay, so Jared Kushner, I'm saying, met with Kislyak, the ambassador, and again, trying to get channels, it's what you do, I didn't know, it's not naive, or we're allowed to, there's nothing illegal. However, the added twist there is that Jared Kushner, they own a building, his family, that he got them into the day before the crash. So they own 666 Fifth Avenue. And I think it's a $2 billion amount that's coming. It's an enormous amount of money.
It's heavily in debt for what it's worth.
So it could crash and burn and take his whole company down. Supposedly, in part of these meetings and in this timeline, Jared Kushner also met with Kislyak, who set up a meeting with a Russian banker who's close to the Kremlin, and they had a half-an-hour meeting. And he said, no financing. We didn't talk about financing, about my family's building, et cetera.
At the very least, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. And Mueller, they're going to continue down that path.
Right. Well, you see, what we have to find out is that you know, so many of these federal independent counsels wind up investigating XYZ and coming up prosecuting for ABC, and ABC is some minor, I don't want to say minor, but, you know, if somebody says, okay, Tilden, you know, did you rob that bank at 8th and Main in Los Angeles there? And you say, I didn't, I was in San Francisco that day. Now, it turns out you weren't in San Francisco that day, you lied because you were seeing your girlfriend and you didn't want anybody to know you were in L.A., but you never robbed the bank. And they indict you for lying to a federal, because you said you were in San Francisco.
Well, it's not, it sucks, but that's, that is
but
the
they were investigating you for robbing a bank. You robbed the bank.
Understood. So the next thing I'm hearing is that, people are guessing that the president actually may, I've read a couple articles today, actually, regardless of everything, may still try and fire Mueller as the special counsel. Is that a possibility, you think, in this world today that he could do that? Or would the backlash be so enormous?
I think the backlash would be enormous, whether it's deserved, you know, or not, there. But, you know, I think that's what seems to egg him on. He seems to be very volatile and do the things that are the most, you know, unpredictable. But let's look, you know, we have Sessions where there's been problems. We have a situation where Sessions is on the opposite side of some people in the White House on criminal justice reform, a story that's not real covered. We have Tillerson, who probably, is waiting to leave. Because he sold a lot of stock at a gain there, and he gets favorable tax treatment if you go into government service, but you have to stay a year or whatever the case.
Oh, do you get so if he his special government service for a year gets him?
Is they had a
wait a minute, Tillerson, if he does government service for a year, he gets a special tax.
No, here's what it is. Is let's say you're taking a government job, you
right.
know, someone like you of great wealth, Peter.
And so you have my ex-wife has any wealth that I have.
Right.
Okay.
So you have a whole bunch of stock
right
there, and they say, Peter, you can't take this job as Secretary of Commerce or Secretary of State because you own stock in XYZ company
sure.
there, and there's a conflict of interest. So you have to sell it. So in the old days, people would have to choose between public service and losing a bunch of money. So they say, okay, so we pass some tax law that softens the blow because you're being forced to sell this.
So Tillerson makes a big benefit by...
Well, but what I'm saying is I think you lose it. Like, if you can't say, oh, like it's like kind of like your IRA. You can't borrow money from your IRA. You got to pay back.
So he's looking at the clock.
You can't sell the stock.
Rex Tillerson's sitting checking off dates.
So you can't sell the stock and take a job for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not leaving until Thursday or a week from Thursday.
I don't know the law, but there's something going on there.
That's terrific. That's terrific. So I'm not leaving because I lose money. Speaking of taxes and what we get to keep, what we don't get to keep. Man, I'm watching how this tax bill came down. And I know that people are going to be jumping up and down and hugging each other and saying, we did it. It's a success. That's for them. What about for us? You have a tax bill that's 400, 500, 600 pages, whatever it is. I saw a copy of the thing where they were writing up until the last minute in the margin stuff you couldn't read. They were kowtowing
no,
to certain
like
lobbyists.
It's like Obama's Affordable Care Act. People just passed it.
You know what was in there. But they didn't even give it a chance to go out to the public for 5 minutes. So they're racing to vote on something that we don't know really what
no,
the scoring is.
Those who say they know don't know, and those who don't know don't say.
So where are we with this? You've worked in Washington for a long time. This could be the worst possible bill. It could have good stuff.
Not
in
that, you know,
we have no idea.
Is when they pass legislation like this, there are portions in it that have to amend existing law.
Yeah.
So if they don't amend it in quite the correct way, then somebody who, again, like somebody like you, a vast wealth there, when you find a provision
like
that's onerous
that.
And you hire a lawyer there and they challenge that provision, and then if the court sustains you, that becomes a precedent for all the other people like you, Peter, great wealth.
Let me ask you this. Talking to Arnold Steinberg, political analyst. We were promised zero tax cut for the rich. We were promised there would be no increase in the deficit.
How do you define the rich?
And deficit, and we were promised... no, they're not going to touch Medicare.
See, the rich are like Judge Potter Stewart of the Supreme Court once said about pornography. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
All right, but never
so I can't define rich, but I know it when I see
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm just saying, but those were the promises.
Right.
Is the American public going to take it in the shorts when they realize what's in there? Does Congress even know what's in there?
A bunch of people are going to look at their checks, what's withheld each week, and if they see some gain there, that's going to affect those people. So if their check, you know, goes from $492 to $547, they're going to see something like that there. You know, others are going to feel at the end of the year and not really know it. And sometimes the rhetoric's going to influence them. Like if you keep reading that if you're in California, you're getting screwed, you're going to think you get screwed whether you do or not.
Because you keep hearing it. So this is going to be used as a tool for the midterms. We don't know. And by the way, the government shutdown is still looming. I know he's meeting with, the meeting is back on with Schumer and Pelosi now before Friday because they need their help, right, for the government shutdown. So I guess
the question is Conyers in at that meeting?
Is, well, I don't, yeah, what is happening there?
Well, again, see, this is a great story that really being covered, which is you have two constituencies of the Democratic Party, women and African Americans, that are really at odds here, because in the past, what would happen is when somebody like Connors is being accused of something, the race card is played, like this is some conspiracy to get it. And what you have is that's not being the case today.
Well, there's a number of reasons for that. Number one, he's 80-something years old. So number two, the accusers are coming from within his own ranks.
That's what happened with Bill Cosby. Originally, the story was that there's a race angle to getting Bill Cosby. He's this wonderful icon. Until a number of African American women,
and then it's Kaputsky, right. And he's running the clock. I hate to say it, but they're all it's kind of running the clock.
People who work for Conyers want to keep their salaries coming in. So the fact of the matter is, if he's dumped and resigns there, the next person comes in may say to these people, "Hey, you know, you've been with him 28 years. You've covered up all."
It's always about the cash.
And there are people in that office, I guarantee you, who knew what he was doing and covered it up.
So what is the ramification down the road going to be, Arnold, for Roy Moore? We're talking about sexual harassment right now. We're talking about Conyers, and we're talking about Al Franken.
I think if he gets elected, he could be ostracized somewhere.
But here's the deal. You got Mitch McConnell, who 2 weeks ago said, "I believe the women." If you believe the women, and you believe that he did those things to those women, he's now backtracking and saying, let Alabama decide. The president endorsed Roy Moore today. What danger comes with that? I mean, you're talking about...
I think from a macro standpoint, it sets up the Republican Party potentially nationally as being on the wrong side of this sort of new way we're looking at sexual harassment, except that you know, the Democrats are going to have to be pristine to make an issue of that. So unless they start, you know, dumping Conyers, and there's going to be...
The same time, you're saying, let's get these guys out for doing stuff, but let's bring this guy in who we... And you had Trump's daughter... You had Kellyanne Conway say a seat in the Senate is not worth one child being molested. That's been all thrown out over the last 2-3 weeks because it's more important to get a Republican than there are some from your own party.
Debate. Like if I were to say, and I don't think very much of Moore for a lot of reasons, but if I were to say, well, it isn't technically, you know, molestation and so on. But the other side has been able to portray him like he's a guy who's going to, in some 9 or 10 year old, boy or girl, and he's having sex with that person as opposed to.
But here's the deal. The accusers came out. You can either pick and choose accusers or you can believe none or all.
Right. But the worst thing he was accused of, and I am not defending him, was he was with some,
14 year old
girl who was 14 in Alabama. I guess the age of consent is 16, and he didn't have sex with her. He touched her.
Well, okay, if I touched a 14-year-old, it was reported today, I don't think I'd be sitting here tomorrow doing the radio show.
It's not the same level as somebody who, when you see Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and the guy shows up at the hotel and has intercourse.
But they don't want this guy in there. So what are they going to do now?
Well, they never wanted him in for lots of reasons, which is he's basically non-collaborative. He's a little bit on the offside, a guy who in this day and age is talking about imprisoning, consenting homosexuals for having a relationship.
So what's going to happen? How does it play out? What does the race look like?
I think he's going to be somewhat ostracized. And there is another argument here, which applies to Democrats and Republicans, which is if people vote for somebody there's been a long-standing tradition in this country that the body in which they're seated can't kick them out even if they don't like that person. Now, what they can do is while he's in office, if he does something that merits either censure or something else there, and as you well know, that's been almost never done in our country.
But won't they?
Because the reason it's not done is there, but for the grace of God, go I. These people who are there don't want to be there. I mean, these ethics committees, you know, it's like the UN Human Rights Council where you have, Iran and North Korea or something on the Human Rights Council judging us there. So who's on the ethics committee? Other people have been messing around with their female staff.
But are they going to try and get him out? Is he targeted the second he comes in right for an ethics investigation that will get him out?
Well, I think all you have to look at what the requirements are to start an ethics investigation, and then you're going to have to determine whether an ethics investigation has jurisdiction over what you did in the past or not.
But what a mess. Before I let you go, and this is a
you can't make a situation of saying, well, the people who voted about this didn't know about it. That's why we want to look into it. It's all been out there.
A mess for us, for all of us. I mean, it is incredible when we're watching Congress and saying, this is why they have the lowest approval rating ever. When McConnell goes, absolutely not, shouldn't run, should drop out of the race.
This phenomenon. They have the lowest approval rating, and people have their own member of Congress say, oh, he or she is fine.
Oh, they'll always vote in their own member. Now, before we go, with about a minute and a half, why is this a big story? You got Jared Kushner trying to work on Middle East peace. He's close to the Saudi prince now, who's reforming the kingdom.
Liberal age group.
And the big deal, yes, and we also know that the Kushner family is close with Netanyahu. That actually Netanyahu slept in Jared Kushner's bed, not with Jared in there. But the fact
not that, with anybody in there.
Not with anybody in there that we know of. The fact that they're thinking about making the capital Jerusalem, making that the capital.
Well, no, it is the capital.
No, but
it's the United States recognizing it.
So what are the repercussions to that? Why should people hearing that say that's a big
story? I think if you want to take the most extreme, the bad guys might use it as a way to start a third intifada because they're always ready and they look upon something there. And if they want to do that, they'll use that.
But explain why the previous three administrations chose to overlook it, to not acknowledge it.
Where the Congress of the United States took this position years ago there, and each administration every 6 months has to reaffirm that there's an interest in not implementing it there. And we had several people run for president who in the course of the campaign say, when I get in there, I'm going to recognize the reality because this is the only country in the world that has a capital that some other countries don't recognize there. And so if they say it's the capital, we should recognize it there. And what you've really had is that although Jordan and Egypt are cautioning against it, the Saudis have always been, really in the forefront there over the decades. And they're now looking toward Iran there. And they see the Palestinian leadership as really bad and corrupt and inept there and so on. So they're willing to go on this Jerusalem thing. And from a standpoint of negotiations, it always was going to be the case. And so the Israelis are in a sense saying to President Trump, look, let's have reality on the ground. Let's put this.
So if he announces, which they're saying he may tomorrow, right, announce that, what's with 30 seconds, what's the fallout going to be? What's it going to look like?
Well, the fallout is going to be awful if the other side goes to violence or not. But if there's just going to be a limited amount of terrorism, it's sad to talk this way, but some stabbings and some things like that there, then this will become the new reality, basically sooner than later.
It's the first administration that would do that ever.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So that's a big deal. Thank you so much for coming in, Arnold. The book is called Whiplash from JFK to Donald Trump, A Political Odyssey. And Arnold, always a pleasure to have you in. We covered a lot of ground. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, sponsored by Heal.com. West 134 at Brand, been working on an earlier crash. They finally cleared that, and it's recovering here nicely. Westbound 10 at Robertson, it was another earlier accident. Everything here also off to the right shoulder, not a big problem for you. 605 North at the 105, working on another accident. That'll be on the right shoulder. And eastbound side of the 10 at Azusa, another accident. Most of that activity now clearing to the off-ramp. Sick now, heal.com. Dr. House calls 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, including holidays. Covered by insurance or just $99. HEAL.com, heal.com. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. One of the most important artists in our lifetime, Stevie Wonder. Listed in my top five albums, Inner Vision. Amazing. He's got Stevie Wonder's 21st annual House Full of Toys benefit concert. You get to see Stevie, who's going to do songs from Talking Book and from Inner Visions at this concert. Plus, he'll be joined by Dave Matthews, Tony Bennett, Pharrell Williams, and many, many more guests, because you know what? He knows a lot of people. So if you want tickets to that, or Pat Travers' band at the Rose, if that's your thing, call right now, 800-222-5222, because we're going to play the Peter Tilden News Quiz in just a moment. 800-222-5222. This is for nobody in particular, because it's about pot and smoking a lot of pot, Dina. The legalization of pot, combined with some more potent strains, it looks like it's increasing the number of cases of a rare ailment. And what this ailment, and I'll tell you what the ailment does, but it's called a cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. I got to ask Dr. Hipper about that. And what it is bouts of vomiting, where you vomit violently and up to five times an hour, and it can last for 2 days. And a lot of people who have that, what do? They then smoke to help the symptoms, and it makes it even worse. One doctor said, I see at least one patient a day with this hypermesis syndrome in San Diego. So just know, it's been on the books since 2004, often misdiagnosed because it's hard. And like I said, the horrible thing about it is to ease the nausea, people smoke, and the cycle continues. And you can get dehydrated, you can get really, really sick. So, and one theory about this is that the high levels of THC in modern strains of pot, in addition to the legalization, are causing this to surface more regularly because folks are smoking much more often. So if you're a pot smoker and you smoke a lot, just be careful. It's called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. I hate this mises to pieces. So just be careful, or maybe put it away for a little bit. How about that? Moderation. All right. 800-222-5222. We'll do the news quiz right after the news here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News is live and local at 11:30, and I'm Jeff Whittlin. A Sacramento lobbyist is about to reveal the details of an alleged sexual assault by a current state assemblyman from Southern California. Pamela Lopez recently testified in Sacramento that she was sexually assaulted by an assemblyman who allegedly shoved her into a public restroom, locked the door, exposed himself to her, and then masturbated in front of her. Today, Lopez is expected to identify that assemblyman. A man was taken into custody around 1:30 this morning after he allegedly barricaded himself in an Anaheim apartment for about 90 minutes and threatened a roommate. The barricade ended peacefully when Carl Ace Harvey was arrested on suspicion of making criminal threats and child endangerment. Police say officers found a child in the suspect's car. Well, one of Donald Trump's lawyers says the president cannot be charged with obstruction of justice.
John Dowd, one of the president's personal attorneys on Russia matters, tells the Axios Politics website, quote, "The president cannot obstruct justice because he is the chief law enforcement officer under the Constitution and has every right to express his view of any case," end quote. It is true no president has ever been charged in court with obstructing justice, but impeachment articles for Presidents Nixon and Clinton included obstruction as a potential crime. Dowd claims to have written the presidential tweet Saturday that suggested Mr. Trump fired Mike Flynn for lying to the FBI. If the president knew about the lie, then his alleged attempts to get James Comey to lay off Flynn opens up the possibility of obstruction. Bob Costantini, the White House.
And actress Kristen Bell will host the 24th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards on January 21st at the Shrine Auditorium, and that will mark the first time the SAG Awards show has ever had a formal host. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Lakers lost to Houston 118-95, and the Clippers fell to Minnesota 112-106. Our LA Kings beat Chicago 3-1 for their fifth straight win. In the NFL, the Rams doubled up Arizona 32-16, and the Chargers beat Cleveland 19-10. College football, number 8 USC will battle number 5 Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl December 29th. UCLA takes on Kansas State in the Cactus Bowl December 26th. Oklahoma tackles Georgia in the Rose Bowl, while Clemson battles Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Those are the playoff semifinal games on New Year's Day. And that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 11:33.
You got a crash? Everything cleared from lanes now on the right shoulder near LAX, North 405 La Tierra. Another accident here. That's in the center divider. A little bit of activity along the eastbound 91 at Paramount. We've got some road work. That's blocking the off-ramp. It is visible, so it's backing up the traffic on the main portion of the freeway to the 710. And East 10 at Azusa clearing an accident and now clearing to the off-ramp. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Here's your 790 KABC market check. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street in late morning trading, with the Dow now up 138 points. That's off its session highs. It was up over 200 points earlier today. S&P 500 still in the green by about 5 points. The Nasdaq now down 43 points. KABC SoCal weather. Sunny today. Highs mid-60s to the low 70s. We have wind advisories and high wind warnings for SoCal through 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Currently 64 in Pacoima, 64 in Torrance, 67 in Los Alamitos. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. Our number 2. I'm just laughing because up on the screen on one of the multiple TVs here, it's the president is in Utah and he's trying to convince Orrin Hatch to seek another term. Orrin Hatch has been there since 1473. He's 80-something years old. The guy just wants to retire. But if he does, Mitt Romney's going to run for the seat. And Trump doesn't want him there. So he's trying to convince. And Orrin Hatch looks just like there's no way and disoriented. But he's going to be pressured into it. All right. Enough of that. Let's go for the news quiz. The lines are all lit. And let's go for Tiffany in Los Angeles. How are you, Tiffany?
Hi,
Hi, Peter. I'm great. I saw you at my job at the Saban the other night when, you know, Brad Paisley was there.
Oh, cool. What were you doing at the Saban?
Remember, we took a picture in front of the...
Oh, you broke up there. Say that. Oh, say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
I was selling the merchandise.
Oh, you were selling the merchandise. Oh, there you go. You're a fan. I did say hi to you. And it was very nice to meet you. How cool is it? We actually took a picture. So you know how this works, then. We do multiple choice. We do true and false. And hopefully you'll get a chance to go see Stevie Wonder. So here we go. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Which of the following people are included in the top 10 finalists for Time Magazine's 2017 Person of the Year? A, Kim Jong-un. B, Donald Trump. C, Colin Kaepernick. D, all of the above. Is it A, B, C, or D?
I think it's B.
Did you say D or B?
D is in David.
D is in David. She said the right thing. How dare you? The other candidates for the crown are Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Amazon Chief Jeff Bezos, Wonder Woman Director Patty Jenkins, and the Me Too movement, hashtag Me Too, and the Dreamers. So there you go. Donald Trump announced that he officially supports whom today? A, Russian President Vladimir Putin. B, the New England Patriots. Or C, Alabama Special Election Senatorial Candidate Roy Moore. Is it A, B, or C?
C is in Charlie.
After flirting with the idea for weeks, the country's leading Republican endorsed the Republican nominee in Alabama's Senate race. We need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama, President Trump declared in an early morning tweet. You can hear Steve, Steve Hart at work on the buzzer. In a recent interview, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley justified repealing the estate tax because the working class spends its money on A, booze or women or movies, B, iPhones, McDonald's, and sex toys, or C, football, Budweiser, and video games. These all sound appealing. Is it A, B, or C?
I think it's A.
He said he favors repealing the estate tax, which the Senate tax reform bill does not do. Stop it, Stephen. Saying it recognizes the people that are investing. The Des Moines Register reported Saturday, I think not having the estate tax recognizes that people that are investing as opposed to those who are just spending every darn penny they have, whether it's on booze, women, or movies. Because that's what most of America does. We just throw money around because we've got such extra money to throw on women, movies, and booze. I'd like to go to a movie with women and booze. Okay. Billy Bush said what about reports that the president has privately backtracked about the veracity of his campaign bus tape locker room talk? Was A, this was hypothetical hot air from America's highest rated bloviator, B, of course he said it, or C, he was performing, surely we thought none of this was real, or D, all of the above? Is it A, B, C, or D?
D is in David.
D is in David. Amid reports, I got to tell you, you're saying D is in David, but it sounds like B when you say it. It's really funny. Amid reports that President Trump has privately backtracked on his acknowledgement during the 2016 campaign that the voice on the infamous Access Hollywood tape is his. The other person heard the recording rights, of course. So we need Billy Bush to confirm that. And Billy, by the way, is on the I'm Coming Back tour. He'll be on, I think, Colbert tonight. Speaking at an event in Paris over the weekend, former President Barack Obama said that we should elect more women because, A, women would decorate Washington better, B, men seem to be having some problem these days, or C, women are by far smarter than men. Was it A, B, or C?
B is in boy.
And here we go. At an event in Paris over the weekend, the former president said he believed more women should be empowered to make political decisions, stating because men seem to be having some problems these days. Not to generalize, but women seem to have a better capacity for leadership than men do, partly because of their socialization. According to a study recently published in the journal Nitric Oxide, oh, mine ran out. People who use mouthwash twice or more daily have a significantly higher risk of what? A, having minty fresh breath. B, diabetes. C, spending too much time using mouthwash. Who are these people? Is it A, B, or C?
B is in boy.
People who use mouthwash twice or more daily had a significantly higher risk of developing pre-diabetes and diabetes than those who swished it less frequently. Well, when you use mouthwash that contains antibacterial ingredients, it gets rid of a broad spectrum of bugs, including the potentially helpful ones that may play a role in your body's process. Wow. Well, there goes another joy. Now I can't powder my Nicky Knacks, and now I can't take my my twice daily swig of, what am I going to do with that? Well, thank you. It was nice meeting you the other night, Tiffany, and you are going to go see Stevie Wonder, I'm supposing. Stay in the line. We'll get you to Dino, and he'll get you your tickets. And thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. And we'll do this again tomorrow for everybody else who's bummed now because they didn't get a chance. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Pam Anderson doubles down on controversial comments about the victims of Harvey Weinstein. I'll tell you about that next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. 605 North, right at the 105, been working on a crash. Everything now on the right shoulder. Northbound 405, La Tierra, another accident. That's now in the center divider. Just some minor delays near the airport. And eastbound 91 at Paramount. Ongoing road work that's blocking the off-ramp. So expect delays here leaving the 710. And eastbound side of the 10 at Azusa. Another accident a couple minutes ago. They cleared that two-year off-ramp. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Till the 10 continues. I was going to do a couple stories here, but I just thought that the Long Island medium, who I can't stand, there are not many people that I just really don't dislike, really dislike, but the Long Island medium, I see that she separated from her husband, and Steve, of course, said, didn't see that coming, haha. But I just don't like that people take people's money for giving them, it's fake, it's nonsense. Nobody's talking to the other side, she doesn't have any special abilities, and she gives people hope. And talking about what your father's telling you from the other side. When mediums do that, ask them why, if your father dies and goes to the other side, do they only do one word? I mean, my father would talk in sentences. You think, he's telling me spoon. Okay, see you later. But they do that, and they extract money from people, and I don't want to do it. I should one day, maybe over the holidays, as it gets close to holidays, they love when I do the psychic, the radio psychic. Drew Hayes will come running in here. It's such a scam. The whole psychic thing is such a scam, but I can do it, and I can do it really well because I've been around it for so long, and my percentages are so high as far as guessing what problems you have. And the secret is, it's really easy. All I ask is your first name and age. That's all I need, and I can determine what's going on in your life. Here, you want to know the secret behind it? Do I reveal the secret behind it? If your age is, give me an age, 50, you probably have a parent who's going through some medical crisis. So if I say there's tough stuff in your life right now, it's that. If you're 20s, early 20s, there's relationship problems. Because guess what? In 20s to 30s, there are relationship problems. If you're older, there's health issues. If you're 50-ish, there's money issues. I mean, there's general stuff you can guess with people. But she just makes me nuts because she abuses the deal and makes people really believe it's sad. Vulnerable people believe that she's talking to loved ones and has special messages from them. The message is don't give her your money. That would be the big message. Another interesting story that I do want to get to is Pam Anderson has doubled down on her controversial Weinstein victim comments, basically saying, you know what, you should look out for yourself a little bit more. She was on Megyn Kelly's show. She told her story of sexual abuse as a kid and said women shouldn't blame themselves for being a victim. But she said that I think it's common knowledge that certain producers or certain people in Hollywood were people to avoid privately. You know what you're getting yourself into. And her attitude is, yeah, you know that somebody's going to interview in a hotel room, you don't go. Somebody's going to get you in a car who is a Hollywood producer that has a reputation, you don't go for an audition into somebody's car. Meanwhile, Pam Anderson said, listen how hot she is. She was offered private auditions. She was offered condos and Porsches. But she said, you know what's going on. Don't go into the hotel room. I'm not victim blaming because people are misconstruing my point. They're never to blame the victims. Predators are always to blame. However, that doesn't mean that common sense measures to keep ourselves safe and avoid harmful situations shouldn't be taken. And the fascinating thing, and maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow, is that women over a certain age, over 50, see sexual harassment and sexual harassment claims very differently from millennials. I was talking to some women, younger women this weekend, and seeing the difference between 50 plus women and what they perceive is going on in the world there, and younger women and what they're upset by, and what aggressions they consider to be over the top, where 50 plus women have been in the workplace, they've gone through the 80s and early 90s, and they know what went on in the workplace, and they have a completely different view on what's acceptable behavior than a 22-year-old's. It's kind of fascinating. So maybe we'll talk about that early tomorrow in the first hour. Coming up, we got Dr. Drew with some crosstalk, and we'll be back to do that in just a minute here. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden 10, wrapping up here to make way for Dr. Drew, who's just walked in and made himself comfortable.
Make way.
He's taking over. What's happening?
Make way, my friend. We're going to talk so much. I'm getting burned out with so much stuff. I'm going to talk to a former prosecutor and election law attorney regarding the obstruction case that Senator Feinstein, I guess, is now Senate Judiciary, seeing the possibility of a Trump obstruction case. But I learned from talking to some of our other guests that we don't know who they're really aiming at. That a good prosecutor doesn't aim at anybody; they just go as far as it takes.
People are guessing about this stuff.
Yeah,
Mueller's quietly working ahead, he's doing.
This guy said to me, I talked to a really good guy last week, and he said, "Look, what a high quality." Prosecutor does, or what do we call it, prosecutor or investigator?
Yeah, it's the counsel. Yeah.
The counsel is they look for justice. They look to solve wherever that takes them. They'll continue to climb the ladder.
It's not
justice against certain people. It's just justice, and wherever it takes them, that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, you want that. You don't fight the system.
I started hearing Pence's name today for the first time.
Well, Pence, because what happened is you got a letter that went to Pence.
Yeah.
That was submitted to him about Flynn.
Yep.
You also had Lynch before she was fired talking to them. And that was a transition team.
Yes. You did a great job of laying that all out before you talked to Arnold today.
It gets a little bit nervous. And again, do I know what's real? All I'm doing is laying out what I see. I don't have an agenda either.
I want to
see what's going on. But when you start seeing that Pence was notified he's on a transition team, that it looked like Flynn was advocating for Turkey. There was money coming in, that he was taking money from RT Television, and they still not only appointed him, but then claimed when he was fired, I didn't know anything, and now you're starting to wonder, well,
is that obstruction? Is that delay?
Yeah, what's
is
going
that
on?
Sinister?
Here?
What is it? And who advised that? And was that Pence? And so there's going to be something interesting in that little area. Right? Is that where they're headed?
I don't know where they're headed. The other piece that you may want to ask the guest about too is, because I'm digging down to try and find stuff, and you see that Jared Kushner, met with Kislyak.
Yeah,
Jared Kushner's family owns 666 Fifth Avenue. In New York. That was the big building they invested in, that he invested. It was one of his only, it was his big move to get the family into big time real estate.
Huh.
The thing, market crashed at that time, and I think they owe like $2 billion in that building. They're upside down in a building that big. So, allegedly, one of the things that happened with the Kislyak meeting was that he put Jared Kushner in touch with a Russian banker.
To try to redo their debt.
He met with the Russian bank for 25 to 35 minutes.
Yeah, but
claiming
he's entitled
never
to do that as a private citizen.
Except quid pro quo. If you're saying, we'll talk to my father-in-law about the sanctions, but I need some money for
the
saving.
Is this sort of the uranium deal again?
How about
the uranium deal where the Clintons got money out of that?
Saying he never, ever discussed anything about the building. So.
Then I've got bottom of the hour Robert Jordan coming in. He's talking about how murder is portrayed in the news and how murder porn conversation.
Yeah, I want to portray differently, lighter, funnier, brighter.
Well, more about the murderer than the victim.
Oh, okay, 800-222-5222 is the phone number to reach Dr. Drew. You can do that. And I got a question. He's got an answer. We'll do that next year.